Let me talk to him. I guess you know you made it when they start talking about you, right? Welcome to fame. Yeah. Y'all don't pay me no mind. Gotta get some stuff off my chest.
Young, energetic, famous, but don't really sweat it. Rich enough, fairly hot. So basically, sex is not difficult to get. That ain't my fault, no, no. Listen, and just 'cause I might take advantage once or twice. People tell me I'm not right, thinking that sex runs my life, but that just ain't it. So let me clear it up for those who have obviously misread the code. Listen to me now.
So,
now,
I,
yeah. Around and find my number in your girlfriend's purse.
Hey.
So,
addicted. Now, he listened to the song, right? He talks about, you know, his personal things, because, you know, there was this whole rumor going around, you know, the whole sex addiction thing and all that, right? This is funny to me.
Why is that?
Because two reasons. A friend of mine recently sent me a YouTube, and the whole YouTube thing, I guess, is like crazy. I mean, it's not as big as Authorized TV is going to be, but it's crazy right now.
Right?
You understand? Uh-huh. And the YouTube he sent me was of this young lady in Atlanta. And it's called, I'm not even going to say the name, but she talks about how the power of a man's pride.
Wait. I thought you said we weren't going to talk about this.
No. I'm just saying what this particular one was. That's all I'm
doing. Are you surprised attacking me right now?
What?
I can't believe you. Oh, my God.
Would
goodness.
I do that to you? I'm not,
yes,
I'm not going
would.
In like that. I'm not going in. I'm just talking about what this was so they can get an idea of why I'm discussing it.
Okay.
And she talked about a man's prowess and how it can control everything. It talks about how...
Wait. I'm sorry. I thought it was a title was about the women's power.
Yeah, but it was. But if you listen to what she was saying, It really kind of flipped it and talked about, you know, when a man's getting it in like he's supposed to and handling his business, it can change everything. Like, she even went on to say how, I want to make sure I word this correctly, but she really went on to say just how even if you have that guy at home who's paying the bills, taking care of the kids, and doing what he's supposed to, if you got that other dude who's getting it in, that's who you think about at night.
See, you
making me go there. I'm trying not to go there, but you...
No.
You trying to pull it out of me now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not talking... I didn't say I agree.
No. Can you at least give them the title of the YouTube so that they can at least just get it in? What does that mean?
Come on, we all know what getting it in means.
No,
that means you're handling your
everybody
business.
Doesn't know. That's, everybody
that's
doesn't.
Mean, that's the one after you look, you know, the dude gets up and looks in the mirror like you a bad motherfucker. Like, that's what getting it in means. Come on, you know what getting it in means, right?
If you're scared to talk about it, then you might as well go on and buy yourself a dog or something. You know, you scared by a dog. What's
here
the,
we
what's
go.
The, what's the title?
So you pulling my hand now. What
I'm
is it? What's
it
called? What, the power of the vagina or something like that? That's what it's called, right? Or
like
vagina power or something. Like, you know, it's like the Power Rangers.
Power penis addiction.
Wait, what was it?
Vagina power penis addiction.
Okay. Same thing. Penis addiction. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what you're talking about. I mean, it's when the dude's getting it in. Like, if he ain't getting it in, you're not addicted. Right? See, you making me go here, and I was trying not to go here. Don't force my hand.
I want you to repeat the last question. What was that?
The last question? What are you talking about?
You just asked me whether or not a guy's addicted if he's not getting it in.
No, he's not. That ain't even a question. I'm saying, like, what I'm saying is a female won't be addicted unless the guy's getting it in. If the guy's not handling his business, you're not going to be addicted.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he's whack, you're not going to, you know what I mean? Whatever. But what I was saying was, you know, I said it brought up an interesting topic. Because, you know, to listen to the Neo song, he talked about he's not a sex addict. But if he gets it in, you'll be. And I thought about that. I thought about that comment. And I've seen so many different people fall into that trap. And it was interesting to me with the YouTube coming around the same time that how many people actually feel that way. That kind of makes sense? You understand what I'm saying? Because you know. Oh, now you quiet. Now you mute.
You know. Dude.
Second ago, you wanted to talk trash when I was trying to take it somewhere else, but.
You know, again, we
what?
Talked about territory that you shouldn't even be talking about as a youngster. You know, this should be left up to grown folk talking. And I just don't feel like you're up to it. So I just think maybe we should talk about how sunny it is outside today. 77 degrees. It's April. Remember last time we talked, it was snowing out.
Are you trying to pull my card?
I'm just saying. I'm just calling it how I see.
Please don't make
voice.
Me pull your card.
What?
Especially based on what you just told me off the air. Please don't make me pull your card.
Come on, young buck. We don't gotta
I'll make you
go
famous.
There.
Do
don't
I have
gotta,
to make
you
famous?
You gotta take things personal. You're just
no, it's not personal,
you're
but I'll make
young.
You famous if you would like.
I'm just young. You don't even know what you're
okay.
Talking
okay.
About.
You know what? We about to get it in.
That's why
listen.
I don't even think you should. You qualified to talk about it
listen,
like this.
Listen.
Come on, Steve. I don't want to put you out there like that. You know, you're the boss, and I don't want to do that to you. And it's thousands of people listening right now.
Okay, first of all, I want y'all to hear the insubordination I deal with on a regular basis.
That's love. I'm trying to protect you right
listen,
now.
Listen, okay, when you're getting it in then on your green couch, right? On your lime green jump off. And you're getting it in, like not just handling your business, because that's the difference. You know, you're getting it in. Do you ever have that aha moment where the addiction comes in? You know, that aha moment? You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely not. What are you talking? What aha moment?
The girl, the lady in the YouTube actually said there was a story where, where a young lady actually slapped the dude because she had her aha moment and she thought about the dude being with someone else.
Because
which is crazy
so
to me. Yeah, she slapped him. Because she, in her head, she was like, if he ever gave it to someone else, like, she would be that mad. So she just
and
slapped
you're
in the middle.
Me. You're asking
I'm
me.
I'm asking, have you had one of those aha moments?
As a grown ass woman,
what the hell? What
ever
grown have
had
to
had an aha moment?
Have you had an aha moment
over sex?
Yeah.
That's a that's why I said if this is a situation that I don't feel like you can be talking about.
See, now
as
you
a
see
grown
now you re-
woman,
see how she's trying to switch it to me.
As
like,
a grown
trying to switch it.
Woman,
get this grown woman out your head.
There ain't gonna be no aha moments because sex is just that good. And no, it ain't never that good. It ain't
hey,
never
can I tell you something?
That good.
Can I tell you something?
Other things that come with.
Can I tell you something?
I gotta
tell you something?
Slap the man because just thinking about.
Can I tell you something?
Are you kidding me?
Can I tell you something?
You're going to make me slap you.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so, like,
oh, so
I'm
you
really.
You've been slapped a few times?
I'm really.
Whatever.
Hey, listen, I am really sorry to hear that you're having
whatever.
These issues and that you're having these problems.
Whatever.
I'm sure we could put out a. We'll pull out your number, 555 your mama.
Didn't you tell
where they can
me
call
that
up.
Your balls was cold.
Where they can call up and you can really, really, you know, because that's sad. If you're, because you like what, like 30, 40, 50, something like that. And if you have not had one of those moments yet.
No.
That's sad. Like for real.
No, it's not.
Like, because I think everyone deserves at least one.
Well, you know.
Like, because I've heard there's women
happen.
Still
it's
who haven't, you know, ever climaxed, and I'm so sorry to hear that, too. But I think everyone needs to have one of those aha moments. And for you to have been in a relationship and going through relationship to not have one, I am so sorry to hear that.
It's a shame.
You know what? We need to make a list of people who are maybe willing to help you with that. I don't know. I'm just saying, because that's sad to me. No, like, for real. That's, like,
hey,
really disappointing to me, that
the,
there's still
the
women
public.
Out here who are damn near 50 years old and still haven't had one of those moments. I'm just saying.
Maybe I need to know exactly what the aha moment.
Yeah, because you know what? That's the problem. Because you really haven't had one because you're like, it's not that important. And you know what I've found?
It's
all
love.
Women who say it's really not that important
it's
just
love.
Haven't had one yet.
Love. It's
no,
love.
And that's important, too.
Sex
okay.
Don't pay the
okay.
bills.
Okay, can I just can we be real for a hot second? Since
sex don't
brought,
keep a relationship a good relationship together because you
put like
you
this.
Know,
okay,
you know,
I'm a,
okay. Are you aware there are couples out here that are still together and sleep in separate bedrooms?
And that's sad.
It's sad, but there's
it's some dude
together.
Right now sitting there with Blue Bowl listening to us like, God,
no.
Dog, man, he ain't lying.
See,
I remember those days.
Hmm? Who's gonna marry you like this?
What? I'm not. Put it like this.
It's like this.
I can be the most romantic if I need to, or I can break your back. Like, it depends on what you want to do. Like, I'm gonna keep it real with you. No, it takes variety. You want different things. You don't want them punk ass niggas who gonna be there and just sit there breathing hard. You don't want that sitting there military all day. Oh, that's it.
What
I mean,
does break
I'm
your
just,
back mean though? What does that
no,
mean? Because who wants
that's
that?
That's just it's an analogy.
Okay,
obviously, you don't
okay,
literally mean
that,
break their back.
Okay, what do you what does that mean? Break that down the, for me because you
okay,
know,
I'm gonna break
I
it down for you.
Off
break it down for you. That just means you're in a certain mode where, cause to me it's like this. It's like when sometimes when you're you know, you're involved, whatever. Especially if you're in love, you have those moments where you're kind of just chilling. You kind of just going with the flow. You know, you're looking into each other's eyes, and you're
that's
doing all that sexy stuff like that TV
love.
Shit.
Well, that's what women want
No, that's not true all the time.
Whatever. That's
sometimes.
All the time.
Sometimes, not all the time, every once in a while, you have to be authoritative and say, I'm about to handle my business. And you have to really, don't try to, see, my thing is, you have to know what you're doing, though. Like, you can't just be trying to kill somebody, because that just ain't going to work. You got, you know what you're working with. You know, I'm going to get a lot of emails after this. Damn, I should stop talking. You really have to know what you're doing and understand, you know, the woman's body and understand all these things. But you have to really, I want to say kill it, because these are just the words we use. Yeah, we do some crazy things,
you
huh?
You know, that's what
we
I
just
mean.
Beat it up, kill it. We just, men are just, woo. I'm
listen
just saying,
how
though, like,
saying it. Listen
I'm
to
just,
that.
Because it gets you excited when you just think about
killing it.
Excuse
me.
I think I just had a moment. Excuse
that's
me.
Violent.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I gotta exhale.
Right now.
I gotta exhale. I'm just really, really sorry. Just as a friend, I'm really sorry to hear that you've been deprived.
Whatever.
You're close
you
to
suck.
Pushing 50.
I can't believe you want to you. I can't believe you're saying this right now. You feel sorry.
What we're gonna
to
do?
Me.
We're gonna put a poll on the website. And the website, once again, authorizedtv.com, AUTHORIZETV.com, for anyone who thinks they might be able to take her to that aha moment, please submit your form. Would you like pictures?
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, because I want you to listen. Listen. Listen, because we are that cool, I will look out for you like that.
You are so on my list right now.
I'm just saying, because, you know what, I feel everyone needs to have at least one aha moment.
Uh-huh.
It might not even be the person you with for the rest of your life, but you need to have that moment. Because I'm telling you, aha moment, and any female who's had one can relate. It'll make you stay in a relationship maybe a week
too
long.
For the wrong reason.
No, I'm not saying it's the right reason.
But for the wrong reason.
But put it like this. Put it like this.
Relationship is for the wrong reason.
It'll make you stay for a little longer. It'll make you
waste
like,
time.
Put it like this.
Don't waste my time.
Put it like this. Can you imagine having an aha moment with the right person? See, that's what everyone looks for. But sometimes people
right.
just settle for the aha moment. That's the issue.
That's you men.
No,
that
that's not
like a
just
man
men.
Thing. If you think women go it's out
not,
searching for an aha
trust
moment.
Trust me. Put it like this. You know that I deal with a lot of people on an everyday basis.
Okay.
Women, men, whatever. And we, you know, we have open conversations, open forums. You'll be surprised. Like, straight up. You would really, really be surprised how many women feel this way.
They're lying.
I'm dead serious. I've had women who do be in jail, and it ain't because they love him. It's just because when he come out, they know they're going to have that aha moment. I'm telling you.
Why,
and that's straight up.
Why, though? Why is it that important to wait for a man to get the fuck out of jail? Are
listen,
you kidding
I'm
me?
Telling you, because he, you know what? I'm going to say it.
Because
like,
he
if you ever watch Eddie
him?
Murphy Delirious, if you ever watch Eddie Murphy Delirious, he says it best. When you make a girl go, ooh, that's, you got it. Because if you make a girl go, ooh, that means you didn't hit something, you did what you're supposed to do, and you're good. You got to make her go, ooh, that's the aha moment. Because she go, ooh, I'm telling you, it's that's the moment.
A tree, okay? somebody need a neuter your ass right now.
It's not me. Like, I'm saying, I'm just keeping it real with you.
Whatever.
You brought up the conversation because I was going
I
somewhere totally different
no,
with it.
You brought the conversation up and I said,
I was going somewhere totally different
talking
and
about
you tried to play me talking about I'm a punk
the
and everyone to discuss
about,
it.
No. He's on his song talking about basically what the YouTube lady was talking about is I'm not what you claim I am, but when I do get it in, I'm getting it in. Well, good then. Fine.
All I'm saying is,
I'm so happy for Neo. When I meet him, I'm going to be so proud. I'm going to say, I'm proud of you for letting us know that when you get it in, you get it in.
All I'm saying is, I'm very sorry that you haven't gone through this moment.
Oh, now you're trying to make me sound like I'm a bitter woman.
No, I'm not saying you're bitter, but I'm just saying you just need an aha moment.
Shut up.
You just need an aha moment. That's it. All that tension you got, we really soon as that aha moment happens. Then you just start feeling lighter on your feet. You go to work happy.
That's just not.
I'm just saying the aha moment, it really relaxes people, like, straight up.
For 2 minutes.
No, see, that's the problem. No, see, if the person's getting it in, it's like this. You ever see a good movie or hear a good song that you just couldn't get out your head? That's what the aha moment is. It'd be the day after. And you'd be like, damn. See, that's because you ain't never had one. I'm sorry. I hope none of your people is listening either. Because they're going to feel real bad about you. Just hurt a whole bunch of people's feelings. Because they like, wait,
sorry.
I thought she... Oh, no, damn.
I was faking it.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
It happens sometimes.
Okay, let's move on to the next subject because somebody's feelings just got hurt.
Well,
and I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm not in the business of sparing people's feelings.
Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah, so we're definitely going to have to, we are definitely going to have to put the poll on the site. Won't put your home address.
No,
we'll set up a hotel room or something
so they can
set it up and do everything.
That's why you got
honest
calling people home. Next thing you know,
I didn't say you were that word. And I would never disrespect you and say that. All I'm saying is, if you want to have an aha moment, I will arrange it for you. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh.
I don't think we both know. You being conceited as you are and everything else, that if you really just wanted to get it in like that, you could. But I just want to be of assistance because I care about you that much.
That is terrible. Now you just
I'm saying bougie. Come on.
I'm a bougie. I'm a prostitute. And
I didn't never speak. Now you putting words in my mouth. I never called
you. I live in the jungle because my furniture is green. I mean,
your furniture is
lime
green.
I don't get it. I just don't
your
get
furniture
it.
Is lime green, though.
Well, you know, that don't mean you need to call me a jungle animal because of that.
I didn't call you a jungle animal.
You practically
I said it's jungle-ish. I said it had jungle tendencies.
See, Major,
because you did have a little green plant, too, which was hot.
I hate you. Oh, I
told
you,
I'm going to take some pictures. But anyway.
Yes, let's do a poll. Take pictures of my apartment.
No, we know not the apartment because the apartment is fly. We're just gonna take pictures of the couch.
No, you gotta take a picture of the whole scene.
Nah, just the couch.
No, because the whole scene plays into the couch. That's the part.
No,
that's
it don't. No, it don't. It don't match nothing else in the apartment but the couch and that wall. That's what it
is. Man, I'm Art Decoing out here.
Oh, she's trying to get her feng shui
on.
Trying to get her feng shui on, and it wasn't working. Anyways. I'm leaving that alone. Anyway, we gonna get you some new couches.
Okay.
So maybe that's the reason why you couldn't get your aha moment because the couch is blinded. I don't know. I'm just saying.
They could have been
blinded by all the green. They might have started thinking about making money. They didn't wasn't excited as they should have been. But anyway, let's hear another thing. Okay, we're gonna talk about really, really quick. We're gonna talk about the model search. We did have an opportunity to sit down and kind of go over a few things that we're going to do. We're not going to put the particulars out there yet because we're still working out some kinks. But we do want to make sure everyone knows it's going to be official. It's going to be serious. And there will be a cash prize as well as they're going to get their own 30-minute segment on Authorized TV.
That's
which, so y'all know, we're syndicated on almost probably 100 different websites, so that's pretty serious. You're going to make sure that you, you know, for all you models and everything like that, make sure when the details come out on AuthorizedTV.com that you sign up. For this one in particular, it will only be the DMV area. Actually, no, we'll say East Coast because, you know, some people like to travel. So, actually, if you want to travel, matter of fact, we can open up to anybody. But it's going to be hell here.
Yeah.
It's going to be hell here. But anybody who wants to do it, you know, like I said, 30-minute segment and a cash prize, I think that's a very good look.
Hey, but listen, I just want to say this, and this
Simon.
Is a tip.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't stop traffic with the way that you look, please do not apply.
Mm.
Thank you.
Right, and just so you ladies know ahead of time, aha
moment will
be dipping out after.
If dogs bark when you walk past, don't apply.
Right, aha moments will be giving out after.
If baby
cry not before,
when you come
so
here,
it doesn't work.
Don't apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to let all the ladies know. I don't know if they heard me.
If you have a whole bunch of guys coming up to you at the club trying to holler at you, don't apply. That means you're regular and you're ordinary.
Ooh,
don't
that
apply.
Hurts. That you just heard a lot of feelings. You do realize that.
Well, you know, again, I'm not in the business of sparing people's feelings. You know, I just don't want people to waste our time here. Time is money, buddy. Especially mine. Time is money.
Speaking of that,
you know,
let's close this up.
If you've been in little ghetto calendars posing next to motorcycles and fancy cars, or what they call
See,
fancy
some of those
cars,
are nice.
Lexuses and shit. Is Lexus a really fancy car to be posing next to?
Some of those
fly.
Are nice, though. Okay, some
Listen,
of those I see.
If you are
some
posing
are
on top of Rolls Royce and Phantom and stuff like that, and posing on in a signature plane, you got potential. But that bullshit motorcycle, Lexus, Escalade, that's ghetto.
What's wrong with Escalades?
Don't apply.
I like Escalades.
Don't apply. I like them too. But when that's a, it's a different caliber when you posing on signature planes. And you posing, different caliber. We want the caliber.
So basically, if it was like credit, we want the A1 credit.
Absolutely.
But that, even though you can still get a car with higher interest rates with lower credit, we still want A1 credit. I feel you.
That's right. We
you like that analogy, right? That was money, man.
That's all I'm saying. We want the best of the best. And I just want the women to keep it real. If any of these things apply, don't bother. And be real.
No, can I tell y'all something? Bother. I want you to bother. Because I want to see everybody. So
well,
you bother for me.
Okay,
she's gonna play you, and you probably won't get far. I ain't going to lie. But I still want you to apply. Because
okay.
I want to see you. All get
right.
It.
I can live with that. But.
Because I think, you know, it
honesty.
Might be some diamonds in the rough or something that we can find.
Yeah, I don't agree. If you ain't
you
coming
once,
with it,
hey,
you ain't
you was
once
a coal that somebody turned into a diamond. Because you
I'm
was
sorry?
Just 5'12".
You know what? To be quite honest with you, I wasn't a dime as a teenager. I really wasn't. I wasn't a dime as a kid. I didn't grow up being... I wasn't pretty. I wasn't a pretty little girl. You wouldn't look at me and be like, oh, she's so pretty. But the older I get, the better I get.
Oh, here you go. Anyways,
that's
what song you want to hear?
That's absolutely true. I'm being very honest right now.
Thank
I
you.
Just,
I'm sorry. You sound like this. You have some really emotional trauma.
I do not. I'm just being very honest. I can understand why doors were slammed in my face as a young aspiring model. But now I have grown into, because you know sometimes you grow into, like when you're young,
right.
Your nose is big and your ears are big and everything.
That was me.
Funny.
That was me. I had the big nose. I was the big nose dude.
Oh,
so
well,
just, I had the traditional black, you know, nigga nose.
See, the evolution is what we talking about. And you
yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, I have evolved.
Right, I feel
and
you. Because you know, come
mine.
Speaking of evolving,
I'm
still on
my. So it's okay.
Yeah, I grew into other things. But just so y'all know, you know, that workout's still going on. But, you know, that's all another conversation.
And you know
don't,
what? When you
don't
come
be smart
out
with me.
To,
I'm always got to come back. Hmm?
No, listen. When you bust out and when July with your new LL body.
Yeah, that's the July joint. I ain't saying I'm going to have an LL body. Whoa, I said the LL workout.
Oh, well, what is the whole point of this thing then?
I'm going to be in shape. I'm going to be, you know, a lot better than I am now.
No, no, no. ain't trying. You doing the LL book. We want you to. We
I need to look like LL. Okay, fine then. The LL body.
Yeah, man.
That, you feel better?
That's what's up.
Okay. I'm going to have the LL body, according to Trini. Anyways, about to exit out before we do. We got to play one more drink. What you want to hear, Ma? I think you got to have something for me.
Man.
I'm giving you a... you know I don't... I'm not this nice.
You know what? And I'm so not used to you being this nice. That's why I feel stuck right now. But we were just talking about a young lady who just bust out and shocked me. I didn't think he was gonna come out like this, you know, and I'm happy with this song. I'm proud of her. I'm proud that she stepped from behind Beyonce. All that hair and busting.
Okay.
Told y'all I was gonna bump like this.
Right, okay, okay. So we're gonna get into a little Kelly Rowland and featuring Eve like this. We're gonna play that joint. It's definitely been fun. Look forward to doing this again next week.
Absolutely.
Knowing that other good stuff.
I love you, Chief.
No, you don't. Because you still waiting for your aha moment. You still better. We're going to have fun next week. Make sure y'all check us out. Shimmy and C-Major, your homegirl, Trini. And you just authorized. Peace.
Told y'all I was going to bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this.
Said I
told y'all I was going to bump like this. Uh-uh. Turn around and I make it jump like this.
You want to keep that boy that make it jump like this.
Y'all didn't think that I could make it bump like this.
See, I told y'all I was going to jump like this. How you not going to know it when it hit like this?
Ladies, drama, leave it home. If he ain't got it right by none, then scratch him off. They just call me status about 20 strong. They standing at the door, don't wanna take us on. The ring, let it go by 3 months ago. The pain, the stress, and ain't me no more. The girl that they used to know, done changed. Now they say you miss before they mention my name.
I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this.
Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump like this.
You wanna keep that butt and make it jump like this.
Y'all didn't think that I could make it bump like this.
See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this.
How you not gonna know it when it hits like this?
I'm like 6'6", 4, came up real slow, put a good game on me. Don't get too close, so comfortable, cause the quick ain't for me. Got my girls all hearing me, so spam me please, all your personal info. I ain't thinking about love, I just wanna get it up. Pop a bottle, talk a lot of bullish and let's go.
I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this.
Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this.
Turn around and I make it jump like this.
You wanna keep that butt and make it jump like this.
Y'all didn't think that I could make it bump like this.
See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this.
How you not gonna know it?
Wait a minute, motherfucker.
Tonight ain't feeling no. To my girls that's looking their best, won't you go and show it off for us?
Ladies, don't throw your hands up.
On my mouth now, tell you how it's going down. Kelly EVE, we coming through and got them bowing down. Ladies, can you feel it? It's an anthem you can bounce around. Can you just accept to take your breath? Bring it back now. Dudes get excited, seeing what they like. Hoping they the one you choose, hope they get invited. Late night rendezvous is alright, but we loving how the club vibrating is enticing. Let the beat knock, trust me, we ain't gonna stop. Head to the lights up, watch us take over the spot. Few mad looks from them chicks, you know, and from them dudes who be jealous of a chick with dough. Pop another bottle for them, keep my life moving. No time for the drama, watch me blow through them. I know I sound confident, I'm supposed to know. We do it big, how we live, Kelly told you so. Come on,
I told y'all I was gonna bump you.